This is Matt Graham with the MBS Live Market Update. Bonds had a great week last week, breaking more definitively out of the narrow sideways range that had dominated the week before that. In fact, the breakout really began on that previous Friday, but it continued into the new week, starting mainly on Tuesday with friendly economic data in the form of ISM's non-manufacturing index and just general bond buying momentum that was in place even before then, with some help from Europe in the overnight session. But as far as the ISM data itself, it wasn't so much about the headline PMI, although it was helpful, coming in at 52.6 versus 53.4 previously, as it was about the subcomponents, especially the prices paid component falling to the lowest levels in more than a year, and the employment index also falling to the lowest levels since 2021. That was well received by the market and sort of made investors think that we could get a more friendly jobs report on Friday. We'll get to that in a moment. As the week continued, we had testimony from Fed Chair Powell before both the House and Senate on consecutive days. There were no major bombshells in any of that, nor would we expect there to be. And instead, the surrounding movement ended up being about momentum and about economic data. ADP employment, not a big deal this month, and generally less of a big deal as time goes by. But JOLTS, Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey, that showed job openings below 9 million yet again. And perhaps more importantly, the quits rate, which measures the rate at which people are quitting their jobs, continued to decline. And that is something that is broadly consistent with the approach of economic contraction. People are less likely to give up their jobs when they're worried the economy might be souring. So a positive anecdote for rates. Really, anytime you have a negative anecdote for the economy, you're going to get that positive anecdote for rates. And then on Thursday, not as relevant of an economic data day, but no major whammies from jobless claims. And arguably, unit labor costs and non-farm productivity didn't do any damage either. Perhaps labor costs coming in a bit lower than expected even helped to some extent, but that's for quarter four of last year, so not hugely relevant to the present. Friday, of course, was the big to-do with the jobs report, and it was very interesting due to the revision. First off, 275 versus 200K. That was the headline, and that's the type of headline that would normally do a good amount of damage to the bond market and make rates go higher. In this case, that did not happen, and one of the key reasons was the revision to the previous month. It had come in initially at 353,000 and was revised down to 229. That seems like an impossibly large revision, but if you review the page of historical revisions to non-farm payrolls, you'll see they do actually get bigger than that sometimes. It's not a common revision by any means, but it is within the range of possibilities, and it also happens to align with some of the analysis that's been floating around out there about distorted seasonality affecting January's economic data, not just for non-farm payrolls, but for other reports as well. And that sort of put everything in a more normal perspective, where instead of seeing jobs spike up to 350K, we're instead seeing them hang around in the 220 to 280 range, which would be more in line with the prevailing trend. They would need to go lower for the employment data to be helping rates in a significant way, but because of that revision, and also because wages came in much lower than expected and much lower than previously, bonds were able to rally shortly after the jobs data came out. They gave up a fair amount of the gains by the end of the day. That was no longer about reacting to the jobs data as much as it was about generally leveling off ahead of this week's key economic data, which will be the consumer price index tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, a highly consequential report anytime it comes out, but especially this time, because here too, we have something that can comment on that residual seasonality that may have distorted numbers in an unfriendly way for rates back in February. So if this unwinds that, then we could see fairly aggressive movement away from this recent sideways range, just over 4% in terms of 10-year treasury yields, or just under 7% in terms of mortgage rates. That's going to do it for today. Back to you.